and so eager to get off the Schneid?
Yeah, I think it's almost tougher, you know, sometimes when you play those teams because they have so much to play for, and they really, you know, a team like them, they're a talented team, and just haven't had things bounce their way. And so they had a chance to be at home and fight hard for that win. And I can remember being 0-8 and playing Jacksonville here. You know, we almost were a whole different team that game and really played well. And so, you know, that's the kind of game that you expect from them. They're going to play great.
Can you just talk about how they've gotten better up front with Hughes, the kid from UC, and with Frosty, and really able to put some pressure on Andy the first go-around?
You know, I think they've gotten better, and you know, I think that it'll be a challenge to face them again, and I think we're excited about that, and you know, we'll just continue to try and do what we do and have a good day.
You guys, obviously coming off that last loss, nice to get back in the win column because 4-2 sounds a whole lot better than 3-3.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's still early, but to have a chance to keep yourself in the win column and you know, get things done, especially in the division, are definitely positive. So we have a lot to play for and a lot to be excited about, and I think it'll be a great challenge for us to go up there and get a win.
How much of a difference does Hayden mean on the back end there for that team?
Well, I mean, he's a heck of a player. I mean, he's one of those you know, top corners and, you know, in the group. He's one of those guys you talk about, you know, different teams who has a really good corner, and he's one of those guys. So he's going to be a heck of a challenge for our guys. But we have the guys to go in there and make plays, and hopefully we can do that this week.